This May, a Paducah icon, Mr. Art DeWeese, conducted his final spring concert as director of the Paducah Tillman Choirs in the Carson Center. Victor Mazan was among alumni soloists, performing one last time with mentor DeWeese. Currently, Vic Mazan is working on an acting/singing career in Los Angeles. Next Tuesday, he's on Jimmy Kimmel Live, singing backup for the band Young Blood Hawk on their song, We Come Running.
I think my biggest dream would just be able to make a life out of the art that I'm trying to create through music and through acting, to be able to feel creatively fulfilled in the projects that I'm working on and inspired, and to make a decent living while creating those things. And if I felt like I could do that, then that would be enough for me. I grew up over on Hart's Court, across from First Christian Church. I guess I got into music really early. I started singing with the Paducah Symphony Children's Chorus in about fourth grade as a boy soprano under the direction of Tony Whitfield. And that was definitely the beginning of shaping my interest in classical music. And so I continued singing and then had a pretty terrible bout with puberty. Didn't sing for a couple of years after my voice changed. And then really got back into it in high school with Art DeWeese at Paducah Tillman. He was definitely an incredible mentor and encouraged me to apply for Governor's School for the Arts, which I did the summer after my sophomore year. Studied with Sonia Baker, who teaches at Murray State University, and continued to take voice lessons with her through high school, and decided to go for it and continue to study music in college, and went to Northwestern University in Evanston outside Chicago, and studied music and theater, among other things there.
Here is Vic Mazan singing lead for Northwestern University's a cappella group Purple Haze's cover of Josh Kelly's Only You.
I'm feeling it. I got a ton of time. You're moving your body. I'm reeling in, I got you on my line. You won't swim away this time. Cause you started it, you streamed into it. Don't you dare act surprised. Only you know what is on my mind. I wanna see you, I'm even on the line. That's not right. Come on, you show what is on my mind. You know the game, you're wearing it, and you make the rules. I'm breaking up, and it's feeling good. For sure you can't deny. Cause you started it, you steamed into it. Don't you dare act surprised. Only you know what is on my mind. I wanna see you, I'm leaving all the lights. Don't go act on sweet, cause honey, that's not right. Come on, you show. Cause it's you. I'm leaving on the lights. Don't go act all sweetness. It's honey, that's not right. Come on, you know. You know what is on my mind. I wanna see you. I'm leaving on the lights. Don't go act all sweetness. It's honey, that's not right. Don't go act on sweetness. Don't go act on sweetness.
incredible musical experience, and it also became my family at college very quickly. Other favorite experiences, definitely working with Eric Whitaker, who's an incredible choral composer who workshopped Paradise Lost, an opera electronica, as he coined it. And I was fortunate enough my freshman year to be a part of that workshop production and work alongside him to develop this project, which has now gone on to have fully staged productions. I actually just saw Eric and performance he did at the Walt Disney Concert Hall here in L.A. a few months ago. So it was cool to see that come to fruition. I had a great opportunity to work with some incredible directors while I was there, one being David Bell, who came to Northwestern, I think, my sophomore year. I got to play the lead in a musical called The Boys from Syracuse. My character was Antipholus of Syracuse, a musical that was based on the Comedy of Errors. This was sort of like a jazzy 20s or 30s spin on The Boys from Syracuse. So there was a lot of updated music and dance numbers. But again, it was sort of like a collaborative workshop process in developing a new piece of theater, which was something that happened a lot at Northwestern through the American Music Theater Project, where they'd bring in, you know, Broadway directors and professional actors that mingled with students. So it was a very collaborative environment in terms of developing new music theater that would hopefully then find a life in a theater in Chicago or ultimately maybe on a Broadway stage.
Mazzone's professional credits to date include performing alongside Megan Hilty, star of NBC's Smash, in a concert version of the new musical Jawbreaker. He's working on an ad campaign for Bacardi International, and he's filming a pseudo-documentary about the so-called Mayan-predicted apocalypse. Now, one-time Paducah Eagle Scout Victor Mazzone is part of an up-and-coming new group called the Silver Lake Chorus, whose first album is currently being produced by Australian crooner Ben Lee, which will include Justin Vernon's song From the Snow-Tipped Hills. I kind of gather that Ben Lee was the door opener for the indie artists who are writing original songs for performance by the Silver Lake Chorus. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. When it comes to soliciting material, which is, you know, it's all original material written exclusively for us by other artists, he has had a wonderful musical career in his own right. And it's, a lot of great connections to artists that we admire and are interested in. The first artist we approached after making a list of artists that we would love to have material from was Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. So he approached Justin Vernon, and literally the next day, he sent him a song.
That song, From the Snow-Tipped Hills, did that surprise you all?
It was a beautiful, beautiful song. We kind of stayed true to the way that he writes his music. There were times where we tried to embellish it or maybe flesh it out into a more complex choral arrangement. But then it really came down to just recognizing the beauty of what he had written and keeping it very simple and choral. And if you listen to it, it's a very simple, layered, kind of traditional harmonic choral setting, which I think serves the piece the best.
Writing for LA Weekly, September 14th, after hearing an intimate concert of the Silver Lake Chorus that Ben Lee staged at his home, Katie Bain wrote a glowing review. The group looks like a Benetton ad and sounds like a dream as they sing their hearts out while working through a repertoire including Vernon's ethereal From the Snow-Tipped Hills and Wreckage by A.C. Newman of the New Pornographers. One can't help but smile, especially because they're all smiling, all 25 of them. iTunes featured you in the new and noteworthy section. I wonder if life is becoming a little crazier for all of you.
Well, I wouldn't say we're getting stopped on the street. No celebrity sightings just yet. But there's definitely a lot of excitement surrounding the wonderful press and the response that we've been getting from the release of our EP, Wreckage. Bon Iver actually tweeted on his personal Twitter page, and he has, I don't know how many thousands of followers, about the song being released and how great he thought it was. So we're definitely just kind of riding the wave and excited to keep putting stuff out there and see where it takes us.
Vic Mazzone is the son of Michael and Darlene Mazzone of Paducah. The Silver Lake Chorus's first album release in 2013 will also feature songs by Sia, Amy Mann, Cat Power, Tegan and Sarah, and The Bird and the Bee. Silver Lake is a community within Metro Los Angeles. For Sounds Good, I'm Kate Lochte.